As we lie back into the earth in this Yoga Nidra session, let all the elements of the physical body release. Start to connect with your breath, long, slow, inhalation and exhalations. At this point, you're just using your breath to purify, to cleanse throughout the vast, throughout your physical body as a whole. Giving yourself full release into the earth. And just see what it's like to draw the breath and take the breath deep inside the mind. Explore deep within. Touching that innermost cell of mind and exhale out. We're going to go body part by body part for a moment. The chime will mark the beginning of a particular body part. And your job at that point is to bring your mind and your breath to that particular body part to cleanse and purify. Let's work at the soles of the feet. You can visualize luminous light entering through the feet, or just breathe at that spot, whatever feels very comfortable and natural for you, whatever will purify. Then slowly draw that energy up, right up towards the knees. And focus on that whole lower leg system, or maybe just at the knees, to make sure you're completely released, relaxed. And again, it's not anatomical. You're thinking more energetically, in a more metaphysical manner. So work at the knees for a bit. And slowly draw that sense of ease, that palpable sense of calm, or that light factor. And let that come right up towards the hip. Right up towards the glutes. And just start resting at that point. As those lower limbs just rest in the earth and become part of the earth, free, relaxed, reconditioned, and calm, gently check in with the palms. Palms should feel nice, free, palms facing towards the sky. Make the move towards the elbow. Guys, if you're just purifying very gently, easy, guiding with your breath, with your mind. All four extremities are totally disengaged, comfortable. And bring your point of concentration to the base of the spine. That's where the Kula Kundalini is coiled up. And as aspirants, you're going to... Kula Kundalini is just a latent energy or consciousness. And little by little, just if you've got one big tube, one they call the Susumna canal. It's one big energetic tube or channel. And you're just going to purify little by little. You're going to go at your own place. Go slow from the base of the spine and very easy, purify each and every space along until you reach up to the heart. And I'll give you a little bit of time to do that. So just work on that journey and you'll all be at the heart in a little bit. You take your time. And when you do get that mental feeling right at the heart, just make a nice, clean, pure circle around the heart. Sense of love, of connection, joy. And slowly draw up higher from there, right up to the top chakras, right up to the Vishuddha chakra, and then right up into the center of the mind of the Ajnan chakra. Good. You go at your own pace, go slow, and ultimately find the most nuclear point of your mind. Very still, deep within the mind. Find that singular spot. With each and every respiration, draw the inhalation deep to the center point of the mind, crossing a new threshold into a more deeper space within. And on the exhale, just relax, release, and try and maintain. And then again, inhale deeper, deeper inside. Let that cycle of breath and cycle of discovery unfold with each and every respiration. You have some time. Just do a body scan from head to toe. If there's any place of tension, just breathe at that spot. If you're feeling comfortable, just take a deep breath inside. Find a point of pure stillness. Generally, that's going to be deep inside the mind, inside the center of the head, some point. That despite the vast unfolding motion of the universe, find your point of stillness. That'll be your next endeavor. If there's a particular mantra you'd like to recite inside the mind, or an ideation you'd like to take of being peace, of being one with the world around you, of love, of joy, of compassion, whatever speaks to you, just let that idea imbibe in the mind. Take 5, 6 long, slow respirations as you either close out your practice or choose to go deeper on. Namaskar.